Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
The final whistle blows and I burst into tears. The greatest day of my life? It's definitely up there. People bang on about the birth of their children, but children let you down. This Ireland team never do. The old man goes, "One for the ages, eh, Ross?" putting a big, meaty hand on my shoulder. "You and I have been fortunate enough to see three Irish Grand Slams in our lifetime, but this is the first time we've enjoyed one from here." Here means the corporate box that once belonged to Anglo-Irish Bank, which he bought after the place went tits up in a ditch. I'm there, yeah, no, it's the first Grand Slam that my sons have been lucky enough to properly... And then I stop, because I realise that Brian, Johnny and Leo are not in their seats. They're inside, rolling around on the floor. See what I mean about letting you down? Trying to stab each other in the eyes with cocktail sticks. I go in and I separate them. Three little thugs. Then I drag them outside to watch the presentation. I'm like, "Guys, this is like literally history happening and you're missing it." Johnny, the Johnny, lifts the Six Nations trophy and the crowd goes ballistic. In all the madness, it's quite possible that I end up hugging the old man. The boys just stand there, shrugging their shoulders, like Grand Slams are two a penny, which they probably will be for their generation. I'm there, "Guys, look at Johnny Sexton down there. He considers me his guru, by the way." The three of them laugh in my face. I'm like, "What? Did I say something funny?" Brian goes,
"You don't know Johnny Sexton. Honor said it's all in your head."
I'm there, "If it's all in my head, then how do you explain these text messages?" And I start scrolling through my phone. Night before the England match, I texted him the usual, "Eat nerves, shit results." And he sent me a thumbs up. Night before Scotland, "Eat nerves, shit results." And he replied with, "Love these texts, keep them coming." Night before we beat France, "Eat nerves, shit results." And he's like, "Wouldn't be the player I am today without your support and guidance. You're a legend to me." And that's when Leo goes,
"Honor said Grandad writes them."
I turn around and I look at the old man. "The fuck is he talking about?" I go. The dude suddenly can't look at me. And that's saying something. He's a politician. He lies for a living. I look down at my phone and I write a text message to Johnny Sexton. It's like, "Fair fox, dude." And then I add a high five emoji, a rugby ball emoji, a shamrock emoji, and a trophy emoji before sending it to him. 2 seconds later, the old man's phone beeps. I'm there, "What the fuck? What the actual fuck?"
"Oh, it was just a bit of harmless fun," the dude tries to go. "It was actually Hennessy's idea. You were always complaining about how the great man never replied to any of your text messages since he made the step up from the Ireland A team. So Hennessy thought how funny it would be if he changed Johnny's number in your phone to a number that was registered to him. He ended up giving the phone to me in the end. I think he was surprised at the sheer volume of messages you sent to the chap."
I'm like, "So that's who I've been texting all these years? You?"
"We did plan to tell you," he goes. "Like I said, it was a joke at the start. An April Fool's joke, if I remember correctly. You know Hennessy, he'd humour a dying man. But then, well, you took it so seriously that I felt I had no choice but to maintain the ruse. Good Lord, it became a full-time job as well. I'm actually rather relieved that the cat is out of the proverbial bag."
I'm just like staring into space. All my illusions shattered. I'm there. "So all those videos I sent him of me doing various exercises in the gym, one-armed push-ups and blah, blah, blah. It was you who sent me back all those thumbs-up emojis." He goes,
"Come on, Ross. It was a white lie at worst."
So that's when I decide to hit him with a secret of my own. I'm there. "You didn't get a hole in one that time in Port Marnock, the day I was caddying for you."
He goes, what? At the charity Pro-Am in 97?
I'm there exactly. The time you were playing with Paul McGinley and Ronan Collins, you hit your ball into the bunker. I was the one who picked it out and dropped it into the hole. His face. He's actually devastated. Good enough for the fucker.
He goes, all these years I thought I got a hole in one.
I'm there. It was Hennessy's idea. He gave me 100 snots to do it.
He's like, my name is on the board in Port Moorcross. I'm going to have to phone them now and tell them to take it down.
I'm there. It's only a bit of harmless fun, dude. I turn around to the boys and I go, come on, guys, let's go. Then the five of us walk out of the ground, silent, while thousands around us celebrate. Brian is laughing, cruelly, I might add. He goes,
you didn't get a hole in one, and you don't know Johnny Sexton.
I'm there, Dad. Will you drive these three dickheads home? I'm going to meet the guys on the bridge and get wasted.
The old man, still in shock, goes, righty-o, kicker.
Halfway up Lansdowne Road, we hear this, like, humongous roar behind us. The team bus is making its way through the crowd. It stops at the traffic lights. Suddenly, I spot him. We're talking Sexton himself, sitting next to the window halfway down the bus. He cops me and, I am not making this up, I watch him mouth the words, there's Ross. In front of him, I watch James Ryan turn around in his seat and go, who? Which is a typical Michaels thing to say. And I see Johnny go, Ross O'Carroll Kelly. And he gives me a smile and a thumbs up. I'm like, guys, did you see that? Except the old man and the boys are walking like 20 paces ahead of me. I'm like, guys? Guys!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.